This is SB Nation Radio. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Ron Culver and Tasha Jones.
Welcome back to SB Nation Radio. We have on a legend, a true legend of the game. He is a four-time Super Bowl champion, a three-time Pro Bowl, a two-time Super Bowl MVP, the original TB12, Terry Bradshaw. How are you doing today, sir?
Hey, what are you doing? You having fun this morning?
Oh, of course. This is the highlight of the day. We get to talk to you.
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop it. Tasha, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm just sitting here. This is crazy.
I bet.
I've done Radio Row. This is nuts. I mean, absolutely nuts. It's just all these fans are lined up screaming and hollering and all these radio. I wish I had some wire pliers. I could ruin a lot of people's day. I just go around cutting wires. But anyway, it's good to be on the phone with you folks.
Good to have you. Before we jump into the big game, Terry, I have to tell you, my family and I, it's appointment watching TV every Monday night. We are huge fans of Better Late Than Never. How did this whole concept come about?
Henry Winkler saw the show in, South Korea.
I was going to say South Korea or Japan.
Right. He saw the show and thought that the concept would really work. And the concept change was he would use older people, old guys, basically. And so he came back and contacted Shatner, who came on board, and George Foreman and myself, and Jeff Dye, who's a young, we call him a sidekick. And we took off, and Asia was our first stop, and they turn us loose and tell us to get from here to there and figure it out. It's been a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, but it's been a lot of fun for 2 years. Whether or not we do a third year, I don't know. You don't have a clue until the season's over, which will be over next Monday will be the last show for the year.
Right.
Eight shows. So we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens.
With our family, literally tears in our eyes every time we're watching it. It truly is. It truly is
crazy.
So much fun. It's so relaxing, too. I think that's my favorite thing about it. It's just, you know, it's just relaxing.
It is. It's not a scripted show, but it's a well thought out show. And they turn us loose, and we're so comfortable with one another. And it, really, it's just four old guys. It's like a fraternity, and we go back to our adolescence, and it's just crazy, stupid stuff. I mean, I've been naked three times already.
I know.
Me,
I was.
He's seen it.
I can't keep my clothes on.
I was telling my partner Tasha. She actually had an inquiry for you.
Yeah, I was like, next time I need to shadow you and, you know, be your personal assistant while you travel the world. You know, just 1 year. That's all I need. Just 1 year.
You would. Oh, you would you? I don't know. The hours are pretty long now. It's 6 days a week, 13-hour days.
I'm ready.
Not a picnic to do.
I'm ready.
But you would enjoy.
I'm packed already. Whenever you need me, I got my bags packed.
Okay, I'll have to get my wife's permission, but I'm sure that won't happen.
All right, my sons, like I said, we watch this. My sons are huge, huge fans, and especially of yours. And my oldest son, Caden, he had a question that he wanted me to ask you. Is to
I'm
eat.
Sorry. I'm here. I lost you.
Well, lost I'm glad you found us.
Oh, yeah, I'm back. You were talking about your son.
Yeah, my son, he's a huge fan of yours. Both of my sons are a huge fan of yours. Both of them have questions for you. My oldest son, Caden, wanted to know.
What has been the most disgusting thing you've eaten on the show?
Oh, my God. I ate live shrimp, which was bad. I ate a cricket.
A cricket?
I ate ants. I ate half a beetle. What else? I would not drink mice wine. I just couldn't drink wine with a little mouse floating in it. And I wouldn't eat snake. I passed on a lot of stuff. Spiders. In Asia, you eat. Oh, man.
I know. I mean, if you've watched the show, usually he's the first one to bow out.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And you know, the the herring, the marinated herring that I almost lost my lunch over, and actually a cameraman did throw up.
I remember seeing that.
Oh, my God. The stinking, less than 1% of the people in the world can eat it, and Shatner ate it. I just liked it.
No.
Puked my guts up. That's the stinkiest. If you've ever smelled rotten potatoes multiplied by 1,000 or rotten eggs multiplied by 100, there's just no describing this stench, this stinking, disgusting smell. It is so full of gas that the can that it is in is swollen from the gas. And that's why when I opened it or poked a hole in it, it blew up in my face, was from the gas. You're supposed to open it up in a swimming pool or underwater so that it won't blow up. But nobody told us about that. No, we're on television.
We're talking with the original TB12, Terry Bradshaw, today on SB Nation Radio. All right, Terry, I don't mean to put you on the spot with this one, but if you could choose four current NFL players to kind of do what you guys have been doing a better late than never, who would you choose?
Four guys? Well, Doug Flutie's right here, and Doug wants to do the show with me. So Doug Flutie, yeah, that guy, I got Doug Flutie. He'll do it.
Doug Flutie will do the show, okay.
I would like to take Jimmy Johnson. He would do it. Jimmy would do it.
But what about the hair?
Howie wouldn't. Michael wouldn't. Let's see, who else I could take? I'd like to take somebody I don't particularly care for. Who would that be? I don't know. Some coach, I'm sure. Anyway, hey, don't forget. Hey, let me get this in real quick. Don't forget hashtag Super Sick Monday. All right.
Yes. Tell us what you're doing with that.
Planning on not going to work Monday, and Mucinex is going to have some fun with that. Hashtag Super Sick Monday. Just tell us where you are and why. Why you're not going to work, and tell us why. How sick you really are, because we know you're not.
Okay. Can you sign my doctor's note?
I just don't know. You put me on the spot. I can't come up with their names. Maybe some hot fave, huh? I'd like that.
Well, you'll probably see some walking around Radio Row today.
Chrissy Brinkley. I'll take Chrissy. She's in her 60s. Nobody would get upset about that.
Not at all.
God.
All right. Terry, this has truly been a pleasure of mine, a pleasure of Tasha's. We can't thank you enough for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Enjoy the game here.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.